Well, hey there, boys and girls. Oh my gosh, this thing's loud today. I don't know what the heck's going on with it. You know, we need a better producer on this show. We really do. I don't know. You know, I've often thought about firing myself. But, you know, if I could fire myself, I guess I could hire somebody. But I don't know anybody, you know, crazy enough to want to produce my show. This is Fish and Frank, and right next to me, right across from me, you guys aren't going to believe this. It is crazy, it is ridiculous, and everything's going wrong on me here today. Hang on just a second. All right, we're almost there. We're opening the curtains. The crowd is getting set, and the guest today, Charles from Rockport Rattler. Yay!
Excellent. Well, howdy from Texas, guys.
Okay, shut up, crowd. There you go. Okay. Crowd's gone. You know, we have this big studio audience here. I mean, there's hundreds of people out there, you know.
Well, there is hundreds of people out there right now, actually. A lot of people outside right now for that tent sale you're having.
Yeah, we've got one of the biggest tent events in Florida. I mean, I just found out, I'm not kidding, one of the largest fishing retailers there is just came up here to phone check out our tent sale, Little Fish and Franks. I was like, are you kidding me? I was
That's
dying.
Excellent.
But Charles, you own Rockport Rattler, you and your wife Vicky, and I gotta tell you, from the first time I talked to you guys, I was hooked on your lures, hooked on you guys. Everybody knows I'm kind of a stickler. If I don't like you, I just don't buy your stuff. And I mean, I'm the only jerk allowed on the property.
Yeah, well.
But you flew in from Texas, and you guys are a Texas-based company. How did you get this idea? What happened to create this mega? This is a mega hit. I mean, you literally have the hottest item in Florida right now. Nothing is hot.
I thank you for that, and actually thank all the fishermen that are buying the product for that. It's humbling to hear that, and I'll always keep that humble spirit, because just as quickly,
yeah, you're around here, you can gloat a little bit. Well, go, yeah, I did it.
Just as quickly as you go up, you can come right back down, and I've been there and done that too. So
now I've done that too, and I can tell you, I always enjoy the win, but I never forget how big I lost the first time.
Absolutely. And you know, this product just came out of more of a necessity, out of, you know, in the Texas waters. You know, this was bred and born around the Rockport, Texas area, and that's the waters that I've fished my entire life.
But that's a lot like Charlotte Harbor. You got a lot of brown water, a lot of murky water, a water where it's really hard. You're not doing a lot of sight fishing.
Absolutely. And you know, matter of fact, we do get clear, crystal clear water, and I tend to try to stay away from that because the fish are overfished in that area, and they're very spooky, and they're very hard to get in front of and get close enough to where they're not going to be so spooked already. We look for more stained water, and my favorite thing to do is to, you know, to have a very expensive boat go blasting across the bay and then get out of the boat and walk away from it.
You're just as dumb as we are.
I mean, you know,
I got this beautiful boat. What's the first thing I do? Get out and walk around.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people will ask me, why do I leave that fancy boat behind? But it's a favorite thing of mine is just to get in the water with the fish and to wade and to be quiet and stealthy. And so people have been using rattles for a long time, and they've been shoving them in plastics and winning bass tournaments. We took a hint out of the bass community and started doing that a lot in the Texas area and shoving rattles in plastics. Well, when you're wading in chest deep water and you have so many plastics in one pocket and a few rattles in another pocket.
Now, what's fun to hear is you do it with gulp in your pocket, and that way the sharks come and nibble.
Yeah, that's one I try to keep sealed up pretty tight. But we, you know, when you're doing all that and you lose a rattle and then now you're having to fiddle with it and try to put it back into the bait, and you're holding your rod with your mouth and you're doing this and you're doing that, it's just a little bit too difficult to do. And it seems like I would catch a fish, and then I would fish the rest of the day without a rattle, and just because it was just too difficult for me to mess with it while I was out, unless I walked back to the boat and re-rigged.
Well, you got that lunker hook, too. Isn't that what you call it, the lunker?
Yeah,
I just call it the, you know, the weighted, rattling, you know, weedless hook. But
yes, we call it the Lunker Max, yes.
Okay. And that's great. I mean, we've got the other companies out here. I mean, Lickham Lures is over there, and that's all they're using now. They got your hooks on there. They're absolutely loving it over there. Yeah. They didn't even know yours existed until recently. Now, all of a sudden, they're in love.
Yeah, they came over, and they said, hey, I've got a plastic I want to show you. I've got it rigged on your jig head and also one on your Lunker Max. You need to come see it. And it was really pretty exciting to see the way our standard jig head standing up like a shaky head and just acting like a bass shaky head. And I'm like, oh,
I got to tell you,
I think a redfish might like that.
I got to tell you, I think once the tournament guys find out about the Rockport Lickham combination thing, it's going to be huge. Yeah. It's right now. It was just discovered this morning, so nobody knows about it yet.
Well, I'm taking it back to Texas, and my first opportunity to get on the saltwater, I'm gonna test it on some reds. Then I've got some guys that are gonna be testing it on some bass fish, some bass fishing pretty quick, and I think it's gonna be something that might be very interesting. And who knows? Maybe I'll be their Texas arm for them or something, and sell their plastics over there, but. It's pretty exciting. So there's a lot of neat things happening. And
every time you come to Florida, something weird happens. The last time you're coming down, and that's where you found out about radio fishing, is because you were sitting there in what? How many hours were you sitting in traffic?
We were in our bus, and when we travel for road shows, we travel in a fully wrapped motorhome. It makes kind of a heck of an impression driving down the road. It's pretty cool, but... We were sitting in, I think it was in Alabama at that point in time, and dead stopped on I-10. It was we were just chasing the freeze as it was thawing off the bridges. And I think someone found the bridge just before it finished unfreezing. And so the traffic on I-10 East in Alabama was at a dead stop, and we were dead stopped for 2 hours. And Frank called, my wife answered the phone, I'm driving the bus, and he said, hey, well, if you want some entertainment, you need to listen to the Fish and Frank's radio show, and he told us ones to listen to, and so we Bluetoothed it to the radio and had a blast.
This was where we were first getting in, where you first found your product, we were just starting the show, and Captain Carl and I, we were all sitting over here, and he's just going on and on and on about this Rockport Rattler, and we had just gotten the baits in, we've been playing with them for a little while, and then all of a sudden, Carl just went, oh my God, I'm catching 4 or 5 fish to one off anything else I'm using. I'm going crazy, and he's just having a great time, and I'm calling you going, oh man, you got to hear this. This guy's just going crazy about your product. And next thing you know, and we've had such a lot of fun. I can't believe you're here in Port Charlotte. That's just too cool.
Well, I mean, you've done such an amazing job of pushing these baits and turning in, the kind of orders that you don't see out of a small mom and pop tackle shop, and I had to get over here and see what was going on, and I said, man, there's something crazy going on in Port Charlotte.
Now that describes it pretty good. Something crazy going on in Port Charlotte. That's this place. It ain't no boutique, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you invited us to the tent sale today, and he said it was invitation only, and we actually had another commitment in Louisiana. We were at the Louisiana Outdoor Sportsman Show, and I, my first response was, man, we're booked. I'm sorry. I'd love to be there, but we just can't get away from the show. And I sat and kept thinking about it, and I kept thinking about it, and I said, Vicky, I think you need to go. And you've got a great relationship with them. I think you need to go there. And he says, well, okay. So you're going to be able to man the booth. I said, yeah, I can man the booth in Louisiana without you. She goes, well, what do you think I'm going to have to do? I said, well, you very well might have to do a radio program. She goes, you better go.
You better go. We were sitting outside, and he's going to be leaving. He flew in last night. You didn't get up from, 1 o'clock here, 2 o'clock before you got in? And you got into Tampa at that time.
Yeah. Well,
got up at 4, mm-hmm. hauled down here, and now you're going to be leaving in just a few minutes. We're going to have to wrap this up pretty quick, I know.
First stop out of here is for a 5-hour energy and hit the road. I need some extra caffeine right now.
Well, I wish you were staying around longer. I'd love to be able to get out, do a little fishing with you. Now, Rockport Rattler is a jig head with a glass rattle in it. It comes in a variety of hook sizes. If you're fishing a 4-inch paddle tail, use the 1 or the 1-0. If you're using a choice size shrimp, the number 1. If you're using a select size live shrimp, use the number 3. If you've got real big baits, we're using it with chunks of ladyfish with the 4-0. It's got an amazing selection of hooks. We got great colors. We're working on some more colors for it. Down here, But Rockport Rattler, it's a very cool jig head because of the different size hooks, because of the rattle, and because it catches a buttload of fish. I mean, it really does. It's easy to sell somebody the first jig because, you know, they're going, okay, I'll try it. That's an easy thing to accomplish. But when they come back and they're buying their sixth, eighth, tenth pack of hooks because they're just catching fish, they're using them, they're just going through them. And when I see guys week after week after week coming back and then their buddies are buying them, this is when, this is something you don't expect out of a new product. And your guys' product, at this point, we don't have to sell it. The guy is telling his buddy about it. He's telling his buddy about it. They're all buying it. The only thing we have to do is teach them how to put it on the shrimp. We rip the very tail of it off. We thread it through so the hook comes out of the backside so it bounces just like a shrimp in distress. And we're doing a lot of different things with soft plastics. But outside of teaching them the techniques of putting it together, they're coming in wanting it. So you got a winner, buddy. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you.
And I have to admit, I've talked mostly to your wife because you're probably like me. I don't really do a lot of the phone stuff anymore. I don't know why it is. Just not great on the phone anymore.
Well, she's the sweetheart and the glue of the company.
I figured you're kind of like me. Okay, I've talked to a guy about tackle before. All right. But she gets on the phone. I got to tell you, one of the nicest people. She's just as nice as she can be.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She makes this all worthwhile doing and makes it a lot fun. It's a lot of fun to be partnered with your wife and doing this when you get along so well and both of like mind. And when she and I met, I guess 29 years ago, we met about 30 some odd years ago and got married about almost 29 years ago now. She was not a fisherman. She was a farmer's daughter, and I grew up on the coast and had salt water in my veins. And I told her, I said, I said, honey, if you don't want to be a fisherman's widow, you better learn to like to fish pretty quick because I am going to be fishing.
That's it, and you can either miss me while I'm gone or you can join me while I'm there.
And now she's my best and favorite fishing partner, and she loves to fish. I took her out early on. I took her out, went fishing, and let her catch everything that we had on the line, and so she got hooked pretty early, and she loves it now. And so we have house back on the coast, from where I grew up, and
it's too cool. Just it's a good life.
It's awesome.
A good life.
There's nothing better than being in the salt air and breathing that salt air when you've been landlocked for a while and getting back down there and just kind of relaxing.
Sometime the two of you guys got to come down. We'll show you what South Florida's about. We have the most amazing fishery you've ever seen. Charlotte Harbor is huge. And if you're listening to us in Jersey, Ohio, Canada, Connecticut, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, all there, I'm sorry. It's 80 degrees and freaking beautiful here. I mean, it is amazing weather.
It is awesome weather, and that's why I live in the South. So
yeah, but you guys got killed this year. You had snow and sleet and freezing rain and all that stuff.
We've had an unusual winter. So.
We're in the bubble of perfect.
You are.
We have a bubble of perfect out here.
I would agree with you there.
You're going to have to come down and enjoy it with us, because once you see Charlotte Harbor, you're going to be just amazed. It's huge. There's islands and flats, and I mean, there's just everything here. And we got rivers, and we got Gulf of Mexico, and it's all very, very close.
Well, I'm going to deposit that rain check very soon, so okay. I will take you up on that.
All right, well, this is Fishing Frank, and this is Charles across me. I don't really know that we're going to do any music, because say hi to your wife or she's gonna be mad.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for manning the booth back in Gonzales, Louisiana.
So anyway, Vicky from Fishing Frank, we'll see you later. And to everybody out there, you guys have a great day. Check out Charles's product. I can't tell you won't buy from nicer people. And Fishing Frank, we'll see you later, guys. Bye bye.